Diary Fragments, May to June 1906. May 17th to June 19th, 1906. May 17th, 1906. St. Helena Sanitarium, California. I read Psalm 37 in the lesson at family worship. May 21st, 1906. Elmshaven, St. Helena Sanitarium, California. I am very thankful this morning for my good night's sleep. As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. Psalm 42, verse 1. My heart inquires, what more can I do? I have given them thy word, but they turn their hearts from the truth. Even thy ministers are drawn away from the truth thou hast established, to believe falsehood. And when their own souls are under the cloud of satanic deception, they are drawing other souls into Satan's snare. Oh, how my heart aches to see Dr. Kellogg so taken up with pleasing fables. Every soul thus deceived in turn will deceive other souls. It seems that I cannot hold my peace. I would cry out in the agony of my soul, O God, have compassion, and let not satanic agencies through human beings be wrought upon by mind upon mind. How long shall this terrible thing be tolerated? The Lord will not suffer His people to be deceived if they will not let their trust be placed in any human being. Here is where the mistake has been made. The medical missionary work has been sadly misinterpreted. The matter has been presented to me for the last 30 years as being overstrained and the ministerial work demerited. May 24th, 1906. I thank the Lord that although I could sleep but 2 hours the past night, I am able to do some important writing to the church in Mountain View. They have passed through some experience in the printing office. 2 sides of the office were broken out, and it will require thousands of dollars to repair the breach. The Lord gave me a message for the church. Although very much afflicted, I had the influenza. As soon as I stood upon my feet, I felt a strength come upon me, and I did not cough or sneeze once. I had been coughing and sneezing and raising phlegm, but I could speak in a distinct, clear voice for nearly 1 hour. I felt that clearness of mind as usual. The truth was so precious to me. First chapter of 2 Peter. I spoke distinctly, and the power of the Lord sustained me. When such evidences are given me, even if my state of health seems to present the matter as an impossibility, oh, how grateful I am for the great encouragement given me of the Lord. This was only a repetition of the special grace and power of God. I was so thankful for this evidence. Though sick, I was enabled to speak to the large number that had filled the place of worship. I had opened the Bible and read in Psalm 146, verses 5 to 10. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that therein is, which keepeth truth forever, which executeth judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looseth the prisoners. The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. The Lord raiseth them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. Praise ye the Lord. I wish to say to every soul who is tempted, we may depend upon Him in all our personal wants. Review the large encouragements given us, and let thank offerings flow forth from hearts that are grateful. I am to bear a plain testimony to all that believe the truth. Talk faith, practice faith, and never dishonor God by unbelief, neither by a harsh spirit. May 25th, 1906, St. Helena. If at any time my thoughts are troubled and I am physically weak, I have the Lord's Prayer Christ gave to His disciples. Everything is comprehended in that prayer. And after I offer my prayer in physical weakness, I will offer the prayer Christ taught His disciples. That is comprehensive. It embraces everything, and offered in simplicity of a genuine faith, it has efficiency because Christ composed that prayer, and there is not a useless word in it. I am greatly blessed as I humbly and reverently and in faith ask for the things that this beautiful prayer embraces. My heart is filled with sweet peace and can rest in the Lord Jesus. May 26th, 1906, St. Helena, California. I thank the Lord for His blessing given me. I slept until nearly 3 o'clock. Then I besought the Lord in prayer for clearness of mind to comprehend the things that He would have me handle today, that my mind should be withdrawn from the many things to the special. I have offered up my most earnest prayer to God, that I may know how to answer those who, through their unbelief, are united to make my work hard and discouraging, as far as helping them is concerned. They are leavening the minds of others, filling in every jot and every tittle that will sow the seeds of uncertainty and distrust, which, when cherished, grow into unbelief. June 2nd, St. Helena Sanitarium, California. I look to the Lord my helper this day. I speak at St. Helena to the church this day. I believe the Lord will give me strength. I speak upon the Sabbath question. June 16, 1906, St. Helena Sanitarium, California. I am thankful to my Heavenly Father for His goodness to me. My eyes are quite painful if I use them much. I have of late taxed them over much, but the Lord will not let me be bereft of my eyesight. But should I write no more, I have sufficient written, if now it could come to the people, all the warnings given, all ready to be published, to come to all people. We individually need the missionary spirit that will lead us all to understand that if we place ourselves under the special direction of God, to be instructed, guided, and controlled by the Holy Spirit and the study of His Word, we can, in all humility of mind, go to locations that have not had any special efforts made for them. Become conversant with the Word, present the Scriptures in simplicity, and let Jesus Christ make the application to the hearts. Study the first special ministry of Christ. June 17, 1906, St. Helena Sanitarium, California. This morning I awoke at 2:30, have had a good night's rest. My heart is earnestly seeking the Lord by a living faith. I will grasp the hand of infinite power. I claim the promise, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments." John 14:12-15. June 17, 1906, St. Helena Sanitarium, California. I have been presenting my case before the Lord and pleading with the Lord to give me clearness of mind and to preserve to me my eyesight. I have been suffering considerably with my eyes, and constant writing has caused pain in my eyes. I have courage in the Lord because I have committed my case to the great physician. I slept until 2:30 a.m. Then when I awoke, I prayed to my Savior for health and clearness of brain. I pleaded the promise, "Ask and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find. I believe thy promises." I was free from the distressed feeling of my brain. Great peace came to me. After daylight, I walked out in the open air. It was a very clear, bright morning. As I walked in our garden path, I felt assured the Lord had heard my prayer. "I cast my helpless soul on thee, and I will trust in thy promises. Unto you is born a Savior, and the message, so precious, is to be born to the world." Luke 2:11. A ransom has been given for the human race. God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto Himself, and Christ was in God to perform the contract made. We give thanks to Thee for Thy great glory, the Father and the Son united in mind and purpose. I am so thankful that I am relieved of this last month's affliction. I know in whom I have believed. I suffer no pain. I am as light on my feet to walk as I ever have been in all my life. The Lord has heard my prayer, and I will praise the Lord. All day Sunday was a day of rejoicing. I testify that my God has heard my prayer and strengthened me, soul and body. The Lord has been very nigh me today. I praise His holy name. June 18, 1906, St. Helena Sanitarium, California. This day has been a day of severe tax upon me. I have been reading the messages given to Jones and to Dr. Kellogg. The Lord has warned Jones and opened up to him his danger of being deceived by John Kellogg. I am so very sorry for both of the men. Jones has shown his weakness in thus being led and becoming voice for Dr. K, and this suits the mind of, It is confirming him in his deception and pleases the satanic agencies. When I shall be able to print the matter in my diary, I shall be relieved of a great burden, because the matter in truth is before the people. I have read many pages this day, and I shall do what I can do to let the light of truth shine forth in clear, distinct rays. The Lord Jesus has given me a message, and I will give it to all to whom I shall have access. I will no longer be troubled and seek to meet the objections, for the darkness over human minds is so great that it is most difficult to get the mind freed from satanic delusions. When once these delusions take hold, the minds disbelieve truth and open the door and let Satan in. I shall come to be in darkness if I allow my mind to come into the mist. I must stand on vantage ground, where Christ stands in his fullness, to be the way. Lord Jesus, I now fasten my eyes upon thee, my Savior.
We have more than a royal road to heaven. We have a divine one. Take your position. The more you handle these subjects of unbelief, the more sorrow they will bring. We are not even to consult with the powers of satanic agencies. We are constantly, in every place, to make straight and thorough work in repeating the words of Scripture. Keep the affirmative. The time has come when our responsible men in the General Conference are to move wisely and not use the tithe money to give influence to these men to carry their errors to other places. The Lord forbids this. This is giving influence to men whom God will not sustain. The means should be preserved to place in the field men whom the Lord shall send with the message for this time. June 19, 1906, St. Helena Sanitarium, California. I praise the Lord this morning that I have my reason and can look to the blessed Savior and claim him as my helper, my front guard, my re-reward. I will not faint nor be discouraged, for good is the Lord and greatly to be praised. My message continues to be set before Jones, that he shall not be left to his own perverted judgment. I am certain that another spirit than that of the Lord has taken possession of the man, and if he could come to his right mind and heed the warnings and cautions given him, he would make an entirely different representation. But he has, notwithstanding the warnings and plain presentations given him, linked himself up with Kellogg, and knows not that in the place of being imbued by the Spirit of the Lord, he is voice for John K. He is imbued with his spirit and exercised by his mind. This is plainly represented to me. Jones hath taken another spirit.